going.
What the hell are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerds 2 podcast. We're a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam,
John,
and Sean.
That's right. John's in the new studio.
Yeah, John is here live.
Sam, he was supposed to go second.
All right. Well, you know,
we changed the order around a little bit. Here.
It's a beautiful podcast studio. We're 4,000 square feet in Laguna, California, and it's really nice.
So I just had an idea when we go when we're just doing that. It was like, should we do one of those like cold opens where we're already talking?
I don't know if cold opens work in podcasts.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just thinking. I mean, the music comes down, we're just mid-conversation.
We were discussing something. Some nice drama reality TV prior to. Yes.
So. Our favorite new show that none of you will ever hear of.
Yeah, right?
Let's keep it that way.
Just the realest kind of reality TV.
Yeah. Anyway, on tonight's episode, 166, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh.
We're getting close to that 200.
We are.
And we're going to do Joker. And,
ever heard of it?
Yeah, if you ever heard of that little DC movie that should never have been made. And we're also doing In the Tall Grass, which is a Netflix movie, original movie that came out 2 weeks ago? Almost 2 weeks ago. And then a couple small little news things. CW takes for the new seasons, El Camino, hot take from John. And then John actually has a game.
Ooh.
He shows up in person, he brings a game with us.
Yay.
So first we're going to start off with In the Tall Grass, Netflix original movie, directed by Vincenzo Natali, starring Patrick Wilson, I'm going to brutalize this thing.
Those people.
Yeah, right?
And a dog.
People.
Leishala de Oliveira and Avery Whited.
So it's based off of a Stephen King novella, which he co-wrote with his son.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's key to know.
And I was a little disappointed that this wasn't just a repeat of that one scene from Lost World where they screams, "Don't go into the tall grass."
Which, not going to lie, when John Chris texted us about it, I was like, ooh, a Lost World documentary? It's like where my mind went immediately.
That was exactly where mine went to.
And then I looked it up. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the story. Just a brief synopsis of this. Is a brother and sister pull over to the side of the road. The girl is wedding sick, and she hears voices in... It's not a cornfield. It's just tall grass.
Tall grass.
And claiming for help, and then they step in. And it's a struggle.
Yeah.
Struggle to get out.
To keep watching this movie. Because I gave up then.
So it's an hour and 40 minutes long, which... Yep.
About an hour and 40 minutes too long.
Very, very, very much so. Thing is, you see into the tall grass, and you know that didn't... if I remember correctly, Stephen King did Children of the Corn.
Yep.
So,
I know, very Children of the Corn-esque.
Very, very close to that. And then just factor in that it's Stephen King. And what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen when people go into a tall grass that is clearly haunted or something?
Yeah,
and it's written by this person. It's a horror movie, clearly. But
clearly, they become luchadors. It's so predictable. God, I wish they would get away from these cliches.
So, director, just real quick. Director, he has done some things that we actually like. So he's done some Westworld episodes.
Yep.
He's done some Lost in Space episodes. New season.
Yeah, the new season.
The Strain, which I don't think you guys have seen, but it's the FX vampire show.
I heard good things about the beginning, and it just kind of trailed off.
It trailed in the end. Wayward Pines, he's done a few.
Okay.
Hannibal, he's done several. And I think Hannibal is one of the... more brilliantly designed shows.
I've heard phenomenal things about
He's done the show. Movie Splice. So
right.
He does have a solid resume, particularly with the horror sci-fi type things.
Right.
For some reason, it doesn't come together on this.
You know
for
why I feel? And like, I know I am in the minority here, but this continues for me to prove Stephen King is not as good as people think he is.
With stories or
just like it, like in general, I don't know if it's just like you can't translate his books to like TV or movies, or it's just like the source material just isn't good. Cause like think the best Stephen King adaptation is The Shining, and he hates it. It's The Shining without a doubt.
Okay.
Like,
What about a little movie called The Shawshank Redemption?
Oh yeah, Shawshank. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I bring up the Shining is because he hates that movie. But it's a Kubrick film. Like,
it's also very different than what he wrote too.
Right.
So,
which I'm excited for Dr. Sleep based on that. So I'm just.
What was I going to say? The thing about Stephen King that I. No, and everybody should know, is that you do get hits, like Shawshank.
Yeah.
It.
Yep.
Even The Shining, and then there's a few other ones. He's not The Thing, right?
No.
No, that's...
Well, he's...
Carpenter.
Christine...
He does the one, The Mist, yeah, the Mist. That we all like.
I love The Mist.
Here's the thing about The Mist. That's not... I guess that's not how...
That's not how he ended it. No.
It ends on, like, nothing happening. Yeah. So they literally had to write an ending for this, and he actually liked the ending of the movie. Like, yeah. He actually praised the movie.
He didn't say anything.
So, like, about it. The thing that's good about the movie, he didn't even do.
Well, I mean, the concept itself, I think, is a good idea.
I feel like concepts are
if I have one criticism of the ending, it's, like, a little out of left field.
Yeah. Right, but that's kind of, like, why it's, like, I like it.
It's like soft love taps, and then someone hits you with a baseball bat. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, where did that come from? Yeah.
But what I'm trying to get at is, with Stephen King, there's hits, and then there's like miss.
Oh yeah,
which you get all those made-for-TV movies that are adapted from Stephen King books and things like that. So
I mean, in defense of him, he is very prolific, so there is a lot of Stephen King.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean,
oh,
it's absolutely. It's just in terms of volume, he writes a lot.
Sheer volume, but there's. I guess percentage-wise, it's a low percent that he actually hits like a stellar thing.
But so, once again, I don't know if that is just like the source material isn't good enough, or that it just does not translate well into media. Like, I don't know. Like,
I'd say for the majority of it, it does not translate well.
That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, and hence this,
right?
Like, even though it's a novella, it's not really a novel.
To be honest, this might have worked in like the written form. Because in the written form, you can be much more like introspective with the characters and kind of be in their mind. Whereas in a movie, you can't really do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just see people wandering around grass.
I think the better... It also can be made or braid by the way it's shot. Yeah. I think this was shot as well as it could be. Given the media that they were using.
There's multiple scenes that just like... So... It's not a spoiler. I literally had to look up the ending of this movie because I was like, the movie ended, and I was like, what? Like, that makes none of this makes sense.
These are the best movies, man.
Yeah.
But it's Stephen King. You knew that this was going
to
happen.
Like, I had an idea of what was going on, but, like, I literally had to look it up. Like, what the hell? And, like, so there's the scene where...
Assuming we're going to spoilers.
Yeah, so we're going to spoiler town. So there's the scene where the brother gets killed by Patrick Wilson, like gets choked to death, and it pans back and you see a bunch of dead bodies. Like a ton of them.
Yeah.
Do you know what those dead bodies were?
It's him.
Yeah. How did you pick up on that? Because I didn't. I looked it up.
It's because it was all the positioning and then it just became the clothes.
Okay. Yeah, like...
It's the position of the way the body was.
It was dark, and, like, there was a bunch of them, and I was like... And it was, like, it just zoomed out, and then it was over, and I was like... I don't know. I think my focus was more on what they were doing than, like, trying to figure out what was going on with the bodies. But, like, I totally missed that it was him.
Oh, it's definitely...
No, it definitely is.
That was the whole point of the zoom-out shot. But, like, that was the whole point.
But, like, it really... What I'm saying is that shot didn't establish it well enough that it was always him over and over again. I feel like there could have been an easier way of them doing it rather than like a pan back.
It was a very over-the-top type thing, given that It was, you had to pay attention to the little speech before. He's like, you go left, you think you go left, well, but you go right, but it just happens. You're, no matter what, you always come back to me. Right. So then after that, chokes him out. And then
you see all the bodies.
And then it's just a repetition, because that's what the grass was. It was just repeating time.
Yeah, the time was weird in the grass.
But it's, again, it was you knew it was something along those lines.
Oh, yeah.
And the second, 10 minutes in, you figured out that it was a time loop.
So, yeah, oh, 10 yeah.
seconds.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was pretty quick when you're like, oh, it's a time loop thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, why don't you everybody hold hands? No? Why? Hold hands!
I mean...
Well, yeah. Well, that's true. That's a good point.
I mean, I got annoyed at the very beginning when, like, they hear that kid in the grass, and they decide to go into the grass to get him, rather than, hey, follow our voice.
Yeah.
It's also a kid, too.
Yeah, but still.
It had to have been a kid. If it was the wife, they'd just think that way, but I think it's because it was a kid there.
So Patrick Wilson goes crazy and kills people. But that's after he touches The Rock. Not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. A giant black rock in the middle of the cornfield.
What about the movie? Oh, okay. So not the movie The Rock?
No, not the movie The Rock. So it's described as... The way Patrick Wilson describes it, his character, like, it's in the middle of the cornfield, in the middle of the United States, which is therefore in the middle of the universe. Which is so egocentric and like, come on. To be like, America's the middle of the universe. Boosh.
I wouldn't even go that far. That's just a little.
No, but like, that's how it's described. It's literally the
end. Yeah, but again, that's.
Because like I said, I had to look up the ending because I didn't understand it. So what the reasoning for this was basically the devil's version of the Tree of Life. So God has that's literally, I guess, I don't know if it's from the book is described that way, but like anybody who touches it is then condemned to damnation or whatever. And when she gives birth there at that one scene and the ground opens up and you see all the bodies underneath it, those are all the people throughout the years who have touched it and are now in damnation and being, you know, they're forever in the the grass. That was the whole purpose of that scene. That kind of went over my head.
You just had to know that it was evil.
Yeah,
that's all you needed. Yeah, but like, that's all you needed.
But like, it's like it's evil, but like they don't describe why. But here's the thing: so Patrick Wilson goes crazy after he touches it because Satan. Though it's never mentioned, it's Satan, but The Rock. Shows him the light, as he puts it. Why does the little kid touch it in the beginning and nothing happens?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Because remember, so the little kid meets up with the brother early on at that first night.
Yeah, and he touches The Rock.
And he walks up and touches it and mentions like how good it feels. But he never... He's not possessed by it.
I think it's a different loop.
I guess.
Multiple time loops, and I think it's a different...
But then the kid remembers him.
True. And I don't know.
So this it would is, be a different time loop.
This is the thing with Stephen King. This is the thing with Stephen King and all of his books. I'm not trying to dissect. I took it as it came to me.
Right.
I ain't trying to overanalyze it.
I'm not trying to analyze... This is a plot hole. The kid touches The Rock.
Yeah, and so does Travis.
No, he doesn't.
Before he actually touches it.
When? No, he doesn't.
Yeah, when he gets stabbed, he falls down, and he leans up on it.
Maybe it has to be skin. I don't know.
He was leaning up against it. His face was on the rock.
You
staring
sure?
right at it. I'm like, how come he's not changing? And then eventually he touches it, but still.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just think it's...
There are some gaps.
Oh, yeah.
That even though it's supposed to make you not understand, there are some serious...
Yeah.
Not serious holes. There are some holes in it. I'll give you that.
So.
But I think it's... If anything, it's more of a toned down Stephen King ending. If anything,
yeah,
it's more of a toned down.
It was a happy ending.
For better or worse, yeah, it was a happy ending. Yeah. Granted, the kid is still there. Travis is still there. Yeah. The older, the dad,
the boyfriend, dad guy, which he's still there, but he's not because now we're in the past, so he's back at home where everybody else is
unknown.
But yeah, right. Like
unknown.
It's, like,
it's again. That's it's the way he writes and it's the way the movie translates. That's how he's supposed to make you think. So
because like how I thought it was like, oh, you know, he's trapped in the grass forever. But if you go based on the timeline they're at, he's still not even there. He's back at home because he leaves like months later to go find them, and they're heading home. It's just supposed to
make you think. You're overanalyzing.
It's making me think. This is literally what happened.
Like, I know, but it's not. They're not going to fill it in. They're not going to fill it in. No, I know that. You just need to take it.
I know. But, I mean, it's one of the problems with having a movie where time travel happens. It creates so many plot holes. And that's why, like, we, not just us, people praise Endgame for dealing with time travel the way they did. It's not that they did it spot on or perfectly, but, like, it was well done. Like they thought it through.
It's like a decent enough explanation without getting too wrapped up in the minutiae.
Yeah. Whereas these guys went full circle.
This is
full on.
Went full spiral into this time travel thing.
Like time travel, timelines, like it's
we're gonna delve on this too long. We gotta rate this. We gotta move on and rate this. I will say this before we end. This movie is right where it should be. It should not be released straight to TV. No. Or Netflix. I hope they didn't spend a lot of money on it, but it was
better or worse than your average sci-fi movie, like Sci-Fi Channel movie.
Better than the average Sci-Fi Channel movie.
Okay.
But not by a huge margin.
Right.
So, granted, it's Netflix, so it also has more money put into it too. You know, you're not getting Sharknado style graphics.
That's the charm of Sharknado.
All right. Rating. Who saw it? Just me and you?
Just you and me.
I saw the first five minutes. Yeah, Sam, you're... I feel like I saw the movie by seeing the first 5 minutes.
You did. All right, rate.
You first.
I solid six for me.
Yeah. This movie was crap. It was a waste of my time. I gave it a 4.
Okay.
It was bad. Like, this was a bad movie. I would never rewatch this ever. It wasn't even scary. There was nothing scary about this movie, and it was a horror thriller.
That's solid.
No, it wasn't scary. I'll give you that.
There was nothing about this that I came out being like, that was kind of cool. It was just bad. It was a bad movie.
All right.
Sorry, Patrick Wilson's a good actor, and he couldn't save this movie.
No, but I think he did a good job in it.
No, he did.
Well, I talked to you a little earlier about Patrick Wilson, which was he's a good actor who typically does bad movies.
Yes. Valid.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Where it's like, if I see him in a movie, I'm like, oh, I'll enjoy him in this, but I'll probably won't enjoy this movie.
You mean the Ocean Master?
I won't dissuade people from watching this movie, but I definitely won't recommend it to anybody.
Oh, I will dissuade people. I already talked to the guys at work. I'm like, don't see this.
All right, let's move on. Shall we do the couple? El Camino?
Yeah.
El Camino?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Why don't we do El Camino?
All right, El Camino, which is a big review because it's just me.
well, we're going to try and get somebody else on next
week. So you're just kind of like...
Yeah, I'm just going to give a little quick, like, two-second sort of thoughts. Okay. So if you don't know what we're talking about, it's a sequel to Breaking Bad, the TV show, that this is on Netflix. And I guess Vince Gilligan, the creator... of the series, wanted to make this as like a little short film, like I would guess, like it's like a 2-hour feature, so almost like, you know, two episodes of an hour long show. I guess he wanted to make it as like a short film just to celebrate the show's 10th anniversary, and yeah, I can tell, because it's really, I mean, it's compelling. It's, you know, you wouldn't lose interest watching it even as somebody totally new to the series. I mean, you wouldn't totally understand everything, but it's good. It's fine, but it doesn't really like add anything to the show as a whole. It doesn't detract either. Like, I feel like you really can't make something like that substantial, and then like a 2-hour epilogue could like ever really take it down, unless they did something really stupid. But yeah, it's okay. I wouldn't exactly rush to see it, but it's on Netflix, so you don't have to. You can just go watch it whenever. So.
People from the show make it into the movie? Jesse's in the trailer. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like everybody who's in Breaking Bad is in this. Like, it's a very sort of more specific list of people, you know, related to Jesse and some of the stuff he was going through in the last season. But Yeah, I mean, there's a decent amount of fan service, not too much though. So.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna see if we can get somebody else on next week who actually has followed Breaking Bad. And
we've got a long list of experts we can call in here.
That's true. Yeah. I can think of two off the top of my head right now. Anyway, moving on to news or CW.
Whatever you want.
Why don't you do your quick hit, CW?
CW quick hit. New season. All right, so the new seasons for the CW verse, I guess you could say. The Berlanti verse. So Batwoman, Supergirl, Arrow, and Flash have recently just started. So Arrow's in its last season. We'll start off with Arrow. Arrow's in its last season, and this whole thing is up to Crisis on Infinite Earths. Crisis on Infinite Earths. Arrow is solely doing that. That's all they're doing this season. And we already knew that.
Right.
Short season, 10 episodes long. That's it. And you know what? It's going to be a sad, sad ending, according to the story itself. So the Flash, this was the tricky part. So at the end of Crisis of Infinite Earths, Flash is going to be dealing with, the rest of the season is going to be dealing with whatever happens.
The repercussions.
Yeah. So we didn't know exactly what was going to happen in the beginning. And right now, it's very much 75% is dealing with the future crisis coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that. And then there's a small little other villain that they're going to be doing. But I like the fact that they're all focusing on this one thing.
Who's the villain?
He doesn't have a name yet.
Oh.
Darn. Yeah, doesn't have a name yet.
Does he look like a kite?
No, he's a human. He's an actual human.
Kite Man was human.
But he's not a meta-human. Guess he could be considered Kite a meta
Kite Man isn't
now.
Meta-human.
Yeah.
No, Kite Man is not involved in, so far, in any of the shows that I know of.
Damn.
So Supergirl is...
That's not a no.
Supergirl, it picked up right where it's leaving off with like an infusion of politics into every episode. And I kind of don't like it anymore. Specifically the story with Lena, Luthor, and Supergirl. Not really liking that so much. And then Batwoman. This is the thing. New season, Batwoman. It's a new show. Mm-hmm. Two episodes in, something is not clicking with this cast.
Really?
Something is not clicking with this cast. And I forget the name of the actor who's not the chief, but he's like the leader of...
Commissioner Gordon?
No, it's not Commissioner Gordon. But okay. It's the leader... I forget his name.
Gordon?
He was in, do you remember the Hitman movie with Timothy Oliphant?
No.
No, okay.
No one does.
All right, well, anyway. So he's overacting hardcore in this show.
Jacob Crane is the character. Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, he's the leader of the Crows.
Dougray Scott?
Picture? Let me see a picture.
Oh, boy. You're making me both. Mad.
Yeah.
There you go.
Describe the picture to the fans.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. He's
in a gray suit.
Overacting hardcore on this. And the cast itself is not clicking. There's no real big enjoyment to watching this. It's more or less you're going to watch it just to get to the crisis, and that's about it. I'm not really a fan so far. I don't know if they're going to capture me. It just doesn't. Something's not working. It also doesn't help that you're looking at Batwoman. She's wicked tiny. Ruby Rose is so tiny, and she's beating up these like 6'4", 250-pound dudes. It just doesn't. Something isn't really working. They need
to
fix it. She's
5'7", but she's thin.
She's thin, but it's just when you look at her fighting some of these other guys, you're like, really?
Right. Yeah.
That. I don't know if that would really work.
My complaint has always been her acting. She's not the best of actresses.
Out of the whole Berlantiverse, this acting isn't really, top notch. Compared to the other ones.
Okay, quick question: what the hell is Berlanti?
Is that the creator guy?
Yeah, he was like, you know how Feige is with Marvel.
All right, okay. Now that makes. I thought that was like, are you combining all the names to make a new name? Or
ooh, yeah, kind of seems like it could be.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Let me ask you. So you think this one's off to a slow start? Have any of the other ones had a slow start?
No, absolutely not. I still think Flash right now is the best. Not Flash. Arrow's the best. Flash is very, very, very high up there. And then there's a severe drop between Supergirl. Legends kind of stunk in the end last season. And then Batwoman picks up the rear.
Gotcha.
No pun intended with that.
We should do like Arrowverse power rankings with Chris. Like we should have done that more often.
I think I did try and do it. Yeah,
usually anytime we've ever talked about it, we've always
every 6 months. Yeah. It's at Flash and Arrow. There are some seasons where Flash is number one, some seasons when Arrow is number one, but Arrow has always been the best.
Right.
Oh, by far.
It's like the Spanish League. Two at the top.
It was a soccer reference. Yeah, in a way. It's not like Premier League where there's the top four.
All our European fans.
You know, to equate it to rugby, there's like tier one, so Ireland and New Zealand.
How's the World Cup going?
Pretty good. I still have like a whole bunch of matches DVR'd because it's a long time commitment. But right now they're in the semis. So it's I think the one I really is coming up on want to watch is Ireland and New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
So those two are coming up, or unless they already played, then show it in a rerun. But either way, it's on DVR. So I'm excited for it. America, United States, you're not really that good at World Cup, but I give you credit for doing. I give you credit for trying, but they're not really that good.
I feel like you're talking to us like you're not part of us.
Right. When did you leave the country?
I know.
Anyway,
moving on.
He starts talking about an Irish brogue. We know to start worrying.
And then last thing, Hulu. I just got the email today.
Uh-oh.
You can now download on Hulu.
Oh, really?
Yes. So like Netflix and Prime, you can actually download, watch on airplane mode.
Right, which is nice.
Which is nice, because if you have a long commute and you're on a train, trains usually don't have the best service anywhere. So
Or
going on a plane.
That's actually really nice.
And the thing is, it's new episodes as well, from what I understand.
Okay.
So like new releases, you can download some. Not all, but some.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty big news, I think, because they were waiting for years to do this. So.
Okay. Well,
anybody else?
News, Batman news. We have two signings of actors / actresses signed on for Matt Reeves' Batman to go with, what's his face?
Robert Pattinson.
Yes. The Twilighty dude.
Okay.
Anyways.
Coming to a Lighthouse review very soon.
Yeah. So I think 3 weeks ago I mentioned Jonah Hill was in talks for an unknown character.
He dropped, right?
That dropped yesterday, I believe. Talks with him dropped. But just before he dropped out, they announced they signed on, was it Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So
I got mixed feelings about this because, one, I see it.
Right.
Like, I see where they're going with that, and I like it. But at the same time, I saw Fantastic Beasts. Not that impressed.
Yeah. She was also in Mad Max.
Where was she in?
In Fury Road. She's one of the wives.
She was also in Big Little Lies.
She was also in that commercial for Michelob during the Super Bowl.
So she's been around.
She's been around.
The ASMR video.
Her father's so been around. Yeah. You know.
Her stepfather has been around. In fact, her stepfather is super happy that she's in this movie. Her stepfather, for those who don't know, Jason Momoa, Aquaman himself, super happy that she is in this movie.
Wait, Jason Momoa married Lenny Kravitz?
No, it's his.
Sorry,
I don't know.
That was. It wasn't even worth it.
My word.
That was just a bad joke.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyways. We can't win them all. I'll buy Apple Plus and watch C now as a as a make good.
Watch what now?
C. Is that one where he's blind? No one can see.
Oh.
So if no one can see, is anybody truly blind?
Apple Plus is what? December?
November, I think.
November.
It's coming soon. They talked about all the shows dropping, and
I have still zero we'll interest.
$6.
So one other signing for this movie, Paul Dano. I'm like I recognize the face. I don't know where from. Little Miss Sunshine, There Will Be Blood, 12 Years a Slave. So he's a good actor. He's done some good stuff.
He's in good things.
Yeah, well, he's in good things.
Yeah. So he makes good choices. That's the key. He has been hired on as the Riddler.
Which apparently was the role Jonah Hill was being considered for.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I am fine with Jonah Hill not being.
And you know what?
I know. Should be the Penguin.
And you know what I think?
He's not fat anymore, though.
Well, you can.
You know what?
On.
We can discuss. Jonah
Penguin went on a diet.
It's like, you know, it's like the weather in New England. You know, like, wait.
Just wait 5 minutes.
Just wait 5 months, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be 10 degrees for 5 months. What was I going to say? Yeah, we can discuss general overall direction that DC should be going once we finish discussing the Joker, or at least you guys finish the session.
Well, because we've never had that conversation on
No, here. Well, after this came out, you need to reassess a few things, so...
All right. Do we want to talk Joker now?
Yeah, you guys can talk Joker now.
Okay. What, you're not going to talk Joker?
I didn't see Joker.
Oh, that's right. You were waiting for us to review Joker before you decided whether or not you wanted to see Joker.
You said a lot of things that made it sound like you saw and hated Joker
earlier. I know, right?
Yeah. No, I actually said I did not want to see Joker.
Yeah,
he I had did. No intention of seeing Joker until you guys actually discussed
it. Sam, you want to start Joker off?
Do you want Ryan's text message that he gave to me?
In a little bit.
Yeah, we'll work it in.
Yeah, we'll work it in. So, Joker. It's about a playing card.
I mean, if it was owned by Sony, then yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably would
It's about a playing card that feels a little left out of the deck.
it's about the Batman character, Joker. And his, you know, like a coming of age story for him.
I guess. Coming to reality or
insanity, I guess.
Well, finding his character.
He's kind of already insane to begin with in this. How should we start this?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
I was trying to feed this into you. God.
So far, I still don't want to see it.
The Joker. A movie starring Joaquin Phoenix as the titular character, Joker. Also directed by Todd Phillips, who you may know from The Hangover and Old School and other movies that you watched when you were 16. And so it's a bit of a different take. All right, so Joker is pretty much a riff, I guess you could say, or rather, it's an origin story of the Joker set in what's effectively 1970s New York or Gotham City.
It's set in a Scorsese movie from the 1970s.
Right. and, yeah, it's about Arthur Fleck, who lives with his mother and is on welfare and just trying to get by working as a clown. And, yeah, he goes a little nuts, guys. I don't know if this guy's okay.
Crazy.
And it kind of spirals from there. You know, it's very much an insular look. It's a lot of Joker. It's a lot of Joaquin Phoenix. And overall, I thought the movie was good, but I think the first half sort of dragged, and then by the time the movie sort of finds its footing, finds its sort of message, I guess you could say, the movie just kind of ends. You know, it like ends sort of as it gets going, and I don't know if it totally all worked for me. Although I feel like it's the kind of thing where if I come back and watch it again, it might seem a little bit better.
So yeah, the reviews have been mixed on this, and I totally understand that. My feelings on this are mixed because there were elements of this movie that I enjoyed, and there were other parts of it that I just hated. Like, I kind of like the whole progression of the Joker, Arthur, like, kind of progression, slowly, not really going into madness, which I kind of liked, where he was already kind of crazy to begin with, but he's kind of going into serial killer crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say he becomes, like, unstable almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, there's literally a point where he's like, I'm off my meds.
Right, yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah, that doesn't exactly help. Like, I like that, but, like, a lot of the subplots in the second act, I just hated. Like, the whole, all the stuff with Thomas Wayne, did not like.
See, I wasn't, like, thrilled at the, when he goes over to talk to Bruce and give him flowers.
Yeah.
I thought that wasn't really that great. But I love them talking in the bathroom, though. Yeah, I thought that was fantastic. I thought that was actually really good.
I thought that was good, but I was also at the same time like, why does this have to be Thomas Wayne?
But doesn't it have to sort of be, though?
Well, couldn't it have been Robert De Niro's character?
I guess there's really no reason it couldn't be.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but like the whole thing is meant to just show that he has daddy issues, and like we already had that whole like fairy daydream fairy tale that he went there where he basically had a daddy moment with him.
Yeah, the whole like I would have given it all up just to have a son like you.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, with Robert De Niro.
Yeah, right, Robert De Niro. Right,
yeah,
right, right.
Yeah.
Plus, there was also a moment in it where when he picks up the letter that his mom's been writing to Thomas Wayne, and the minute he picked up that letter, before he opened it, in the theater, I remember thinking to myself, my God, if he opens this up and it says that Thomas Wayne is his dad, I'm going to walk out of this theater. I have never had to fight so hard to keep myself in that theater when that turned out. I was like, oh my God, this predictable crap. But I did like that.
Is that a spoiler?
Yeah.
We're
going to know.
But yes, it's not entirely, you don't really know for sure that that's even the case, though. Because his mother is like nuts.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Turns out mom's cuckoo.
Okay.
But speaking of which, I did like that twist where it was like, yeah, his mother was crazy and she abused him. And that's why he's all messed up.
Yeah. So let me ask you, have either of you guys seen the Martin Scorsese movie, The King of Comedy? King of Comedy.
No.
No, I haven't. All
right. So I have, and let me tell you, there's parts of this. When you go watch it, you'll be at some point. It's not really a, throw it on Thursday night kind of thing, but there's so much of this movie pretty much like ganked from that movie. It's incredible because so the whole plot of it, without really giving it away, although if you see Joker, a lot of the plot sort of happens, but basically Robert De Niro's pretty much like the Joker trying to be like a comic. He's not like he's like, I wouldn't say he's crazy as much as just like very like socially awkward and shit, but he's like a comic and like he's trying to be big on this show that's hosted by Jerry Lewis. So it's essentially just switching. But the one thing that they did totally lift to is like he being Robert De Niro in King Comedy, he has all these sort of like alternate like dreams or whatever that you sort of, I mean, the second time you see it, it's pretty obvious, but in this movie they did the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like I sort of, and I mean, that's exactly what happens. Like the first time he's watching Robert De Niro's show, is he has this thing, and you're like, "Wait, what? He's there?" And then you're like, as soon as he comes down, you're like, "Oh, well, obviously, this isn't happening."
Right.
So I guess that kind of gave away. Like, were you surprised at the end when like he wasn't actually like seeing like Zazzy Beetz or whatever?
No, that was the most predictable crap I've ever seen.
Yeah, like I felt like,
because it's not the first movie that happens.
Right?
So.
No, yeah. I feel like
well,
I liked the idea, but I feel like the execution was done
well. Wrong. Like there were several points. One, the first time we meet her, I'm like, okay, there's like no chemistry between them, so this is a little suspicious. And then the second time when she shows up and he goes, "Hey, are you stalking me?" And he's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Oh, I kind of like that."
Right.
I was like, "Oh, she better not be real, or this is a terrible message to send."
Yeah. No, like I said, I liked the idea of him creating that relationship with her where she's,
I don't know, what did
there.
It add?
But at the same time, I feel like, I don't know how I would have done it differently, but I feel like it should have been done differently. I don't know. I just feel, because I mean, it's a layer upon the onion that is the Joker. Like you're peeling back all these layers and you're understanding the character a little bit more.
What did it make us understand about
the character? It was his attempt to kind of like,
what, that he's a lonely and alone? We already got that with everything else.
Like,
I mean,
it was like the way that he acted around her and whatnot, it gave you kind of like a human aspect to the character. Like,
I don't know about that. Like, but you barely see her.
I mean, it was the one time that he seemed sane, in a way, was when he was literally making up a relationship.
I don't know.
I think what Sam's point is that she wasn't Harley Quinn, and that's a really big issue.
I don't think they'll ever make that connection ever again.
I don't think so. The movie kind of, I don't want to say it didn't deliver, but I thought it was going to be a little more than it actually ended up being. Mm-hmm. Like, it ended up being, like, you know, yeah, I mean, like, they swear, and there's some, like, dark shit, and there's some, like, really, like, fucked up things that happen here or there.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a run-in-the-mill sort of superhero-ish movie otherwise, right? Like, it's not...
Yeah, it's kind of by the numbers. Like,
yeah, like, kind it's, of, everything it's extreme you kind of colors, expect, but it's, you know...
Everything
yeah.
you kind of expect out of a movie like this. Like, it also, for me, it felt like... So this movie did have two writers, and it felt like it had two writers.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like the themes were kind of, like, all over the place.
Did it mesh well?
No. Like, it felt like one writer was a competent writer, kind of knew what they were doing, and the other felt like it was a 15-year-old, like, boy, like, who had, like, a lot of angst issues.
Intentional, though? Because, I mean, it's clearly a movie about a crazy person. Was that intentional?
No, it didn't come off as intentional. Or was
that just the way that the flow...
Because, like, at times you really felt the movie was just doing that, like, boring, typical, like, society, man.
Yeah.
It's being all society. And, like, other times it felt like they were like, yeah, the society's cold to him, but he's also just crazy. Which is why I kind of like that twist where the mother was insane and she abused him, because it was like, yeah, it wasn't society that drove him insane. It was his mother abusing him.
Yeah. Yeah. And they sort of, like, make that connection. Too. I mean, like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's.
That's why I like that twist, but also, it just didn't go anywhere.
I thought what was really interesting was, like, he goes on Robert De Niro's show and says that, like, off-color joke about a drunk driver. And they just, like, you can't say that. That's not funny. And it seems like such a random thing to, like, shoehorn in almost, because I know, like, Todd Phillips too, like, he gave some interviews previously to the movie for the press tour as it was coming out, essentially being like, you know, listen, I stopped making comedies because I couldn't be funny in them anymore, so that's why, you know, this is not really a comedy. I don't even think it's really a dark comedy. Do you?
No, I didn't get that vibe.
Because I think I've heard some people maybe describe it as that, but I really didn't.
What was so funny about it?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it did have funny parts.
Oh, well, but, I mean, like, yeah. I mean, here there's plenty of movies that are like that.
Oh, sure.
Comedy's a part of any good story. I mean.
But yeah, I guess, like, you know, it was funny that was thrown in there because Todd Phillips was like, yeah, I can't be funny. And, you know, that's why I made this, and I made War Dogs before this. So, which is funny because War Dogs is, like, almost like a Goodfellas ripoff. So, I guess Todd Phillips is just doing, like, karaoke Scorsese now. So, which... there's worse things to be, I guess, but...
You know, this also kind of felt like it was put together by someone who does comedies, because there were a lot of, like, in comedies, you have a lot of, like, vignettes that are just kind of skits that are just funny, right. And that's why they're in there. This had a lot of vignettes that just didn't connect with the, like, overall story.
Like, what seemed really out of place for you?
I don't know, like all the Thomas Wayne stuff didn't really fit. The stuff with the girlfriend.
Did the sort of macro, like, let's eat the rich Thomas Wayne part seem out of place to you, or?
A little, but mostly, part of it was, this isn't a fair criticism because they're kind of inventing their own universe, but like the whole thing with Batman was he got his, you know, his sense of morality from his father. And when you make Thomas Wayne a douchebag, it's like, so is Batman a douchebag?
Well, think about it this way, Sam. Batman's a billionaire who beats up the mentally ill.
True. Yeah. I guess if you look at that.
Wow. He's kind of...
Wow. When you break it all down.
Yes.
He's pretty much Patrick Bateman.
Jeez. Actually, that's a weird way of breaking it down, but that is accurate to a T.
Yeah. So, is Batman a douche? No, I mean, Batman's
That's the struggle with Batman, though. That's his internal struggle.
You know what I did enjoy, though?
What?
And I wish it was the only time you saw the Waynes in this, where it's like Joker created the situation that got the Waynes killed.
Right. Which, single Batman movie, we had to watch them get killed.
Could I be honest with you,
though? Did they die in this movie?
Yeah, of course.
I was so jacked to see them get shot in this one. I was like, yes, Joker!
And let me guess, Joker orchestrated in some way.
No. He created the environment.
Yeah, he started a riot.
To give you an idea, what happened was...
You don't need
people,
to break it
no,
down.
No, I'm not. Just... But like some people died, and there was like an uproar. Like some high class people were murdered, and Thomas kind of referred to the citizens as clowns.
Anyone who supported the murderer is a clown.
Okay,
all and right, I gotcha. It's during a time of social
unrest,
yeah,
strife and stuff.
Yes, because
and I did enjoy this kind of take of the Joker where he's not really.
It's not
like
a mastermind.
Right. He's just kind of like there, and he's kind of lucky. Where it's like, oh, I actually like that. It's a different take on Joker that I kind of like.
So I think the big thing with this movie is like, I don't really know. I guess what struck me is like, I don't really know if you could do a better version of a Joker origin story, or one or two. Do we even want a Joker origin story? Like, isn't part of the thing with him is like he's like mysterious and
unknown?
To quote the Killing Joke, the very end, Joker's line was like, "I like to leave my past multiple choice."
There you go.
So, like, this could be how the Joker happened, or I mean, he could not be the Joker. But the one thing that I like about this Joker compared to Dark Knight Joker. Is literally a line from The Dark Knight where the Joker says, "Do I look like a man with a plan?" And in The Dark Knight, yes, he was a man with a plan. Without a doubt, he had a plan.
Yeah, it's
this
tough
Joker
to say he didn't.
Had no plan.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
He had no control, all the control.
He kills that one guy and he's like, "Hey, you want a beer?" Like,
yeah.
So which, like, oh man, that was like a really. That's like an awesome scene.
I did like that scene.
So afraid for the little guy.
I know.
See, that's like why I have mixed feelings, because it's like it's got stupid shit about Wayne and the girlfriend, and then it has a scene like that where I'm like, oh, that's actually really cool.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I like the rock and roll part too.
It was so out of place, though.
I know, but it was just like.
Like,
oh, when he's like dancing down the steps?
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of like that too. Okay.
For some reason, when you said rock and roll, I immediately turned to, is that when he's walking down the steps?
Because
he's like dancing at the top of the steps in the posters and in the trailers.
But like at that point, he's completely insane.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, it actually kind of
matches
what's going on.
Yeah.
It sounds like if you were going to do a Joker origin story, this is kind of where you would end up.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if there's a better version than what we saw of this story. Yeah.
Well, let me put it like to go back to the Wayne's thing. Wouldn't it be cool if they were left out completely, but at the final scene, all we see is a couple and a child go into an alley and get shot, and the kid's just standing there? Like, no mention of their names or anything, but it's like, yeah, we all know what just happened.
Weirdly, that would just seem like out of place fan service.
Yeah, that would. Yeah,
really?
That would,
yeah.
I feel like if it was to end that way, it would turn into a Batman movie instead of a Joker movie.
Yeah,
even though the whole movie was about the Joker, even though I didn't see it, but it sounds like
it's all about the
Joker. It would have all been about the Joker except for this one scene.
Yeah,
and then that's what you're leaving the theater with is, oh man, this is Batman.
I do feel like, yeah, I understand, Sam, your problem with the whole Thomas Wayne situation, but like at the same time, like, I mean, he's running for mayor in the movie, so that puts him in, you know, the eye of the people more so than being just a billionaire who owns like half the city. So, I mean, it's like a way of putting him into the story and having, rather than just him being a talking head in the background as a subplot, he's part of the main story where in like... I was happier that it was Thomas who was part of the story and not Bruce.
Yeah. Oh yeah, if it was Bruce, it would be really stupid. Yeah. But
can we talk about Joaquin?
Yes, please.
Fucking loved him.
Loved him.
He's the goat of like being emaciated and contorting yourself at the same time. Like he's like the way he just looks like not like a human in this movie.
Yeah. It's creepy.
That's what everybody can agree with, too.
Yeah. Joaquin knocks it out of the park.
I mean, I will admit this. I was a little underwhelmed, just a little.
I don't think it's him at his absolute peak.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But, like, I think...
But it's still like, pretty good. I don't think I could think of someone else who could do this better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would piss me off, though, is if he wins the Oscar for this, is that he's, like, pretty much doing a lesser version of the guy he is in, like, in The Master. is like just slightly less crazy than this guy, pretty much, and more like.
So I know it's too early to ask this question, and I will ask you at some point, but Ledger or Phoenix? But the thing is, I want you to digest this movie first.
Okay.
I mean, it's been 2 weeks.
I think it's tough because they're just doing different versions.
Yeah, it's a different take on the
character. But okay, then how about this? And granted, this movie just came out. They're probably going to do it, not a sequel, but at least some version of... He'll be in the DC universe at some point.
Maybe.
Which Joker are you going to like better? Do you like, you know, Ledger's Joker? In that way, it's portrayed in his story arc. Or are you liking this one? Granted, they're two different things. One's origin, one's you know, up. You're already there.
I think what I've heard in explanation, and like I think I like this from, forget where I saw this review, but it'd be cool if like you had Joker. He had more of a foil, which I think was what Thomas Wayne sort of presented. In which, while yes, and maybe it was like a little dumb that he's the bad guy.
Mm.
You needed something. You know, it couldn't just be him, like, just killing randos who, like, seemed bad.
I guess so, but...
But, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, Heath Ledger, he's going up against Batman. It's kind of like it's just a different feel, and just the character's just sort of different, too.
Yeah, and the story's trying to do different things, too. I
mean, it's like comparing Daniel Craig and James, oh, God.
Like, yeah. James Bond? Casino Royale?
Yeah.
Sean Connery.
Not James Connery. Wow.
It's the guy I'm named after. Come on.
Sean Connery and Daniel Craig is James Bond. Like, they're kind of different movies, you know?
Yeah, they're trying to do different things.
Which one would you prefer more?
Oh, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
No, and I really Joker like Daniel talk, Craig. not freaking 007.
Well, could I put it in who'd be more interesting in the other person's version? I don't know if Joaquin Phoenix really works in the other one, but I think Heath Ledger maybe does on this one.
I think Heath Ledger wouldn't be bad in this one, but I feel like Joaquin would probably be phenomenal in The Dark Knight.
Well, as an actor, yeah, probably. But as a character, it's like, but this character, like, the reason why Joker really works in Dark Knight is he's a mastermind.
Yeah.
Whereas this one is just, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Which brings me back to that one line. It's, do I look like a man with a plan? Or somebody with a plan? Like, that's kind of the point of the Joker, is he doesn't really have a plan. But he does have a plan, but he doesn't have a plan. Heath Ledger's Joker had a plan. He knew what he was doing the whole time. This Joker has no plan.
Absolutely none.
Yeah.
He likes the fact that people are idolizing him without knowing it's him. He loves that idea.
He just likes the attention because he's never gotten any attention.
Right.
So, like, that's what's kind of driving him in this movie, is that attention that he's finally getting.
Well, I would say this is the best DC movie since The Dark Knight Rises or The Dark Knight, whichever.
Do you want to rate this now?
Yeah, I'm willing to rate it. One of you guys?
No, I'm going to pass, man.
Sam.
You guys have to rate it.
I was so conflicted.
You knew this was coming too. Yeah. So.
I know, and I've been going back and forth on this. 7.2.
Wow, going low.
That's low. I think for what I would have expected.
So conflicted. Like, honestly, I've been in the sixes. I've been in the eights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you think he'd be on a second watch? You think he'd like it more or less?
Maybe more. I don't know.
I feel like I would like it more only because...
The stupid stuff won't hit me as hard, right, probably.
And, like, this is the kind of story where, like, can you spoil it? Yes, but is it really spoiling? Like, not really.
Yeah.
You understand where this whole thing's going from the beginning.
And I think this movie, like, all right, you know, it was hyped up, not even directly, but, you know, you had this whole controversy.
Right.
And, like, at the end of the day, it's not, like, the controversy over this fucking movie, like, it's not, right. it doesn't warrant the reaction, for
no,
sure.
No.
Even just in, like, the scale and what it's trying to say, it's not really trying to say anything. I think this movie's definitely a victim of the trailer being a 10. And the movie not being
okay.
I thought the trailers were really good, and you know, it kind of paints your mind of what you think it should be. And to me, it was just more of like, I'm going to say 8.4.
All right, I'm kind of splitting the two. I'm going with a solid 8. I think I'm in Sam's boat. Like, I've been fighting this back and forth, like, conflicted. Like, I really like Joaquin, but, like, there were parts that I was just, like, it was kind of boring. It drawn out at times.
There's, like, just too much stupid stuff for me.
Yeah, I know. It was just really tough to get a grasp on it. But, yeah, I think a solid 8. I mean, it was a good movie.
Plus, when that movie, like, when the movie tries to play off... when they reveal that the girlfriend's been fake the whole time, yeah. They try to play it off like, ooh, look how clever we are. Yeah. Like, knew that the whole time.
Like I said, I feel like I liked that, but it was, the execution was just not right.
Yeah.
It could have been better.
So I got to ask this question, because this movie is a hit and then some, for especially for October.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, it's an October hit. It's not a, you know, $1 trillion fucking Avengers Endgame hit. But, I mean, it cost $60 million to make. And on that, so far, it's taken in $200 million domestically and $400 million abroad. Okay. So, like, this is a really successful movie.
Yeah. Is that as of today?
Yeah, that's as of, I just checked.
So I was going to say, I thought it was 3-something, 320.
Well, it's up there.
Or no, 2-something, you're right, 2-something.
So... you know, and on $60 million, that's already a good return before, you know, and anything else.
Plus, it didn't have any real competition.
Sure. Do you think they'll make another one? And do you want another one?
They interviewed Joaquin about it right after it dropped and asked him the same question. And he said, as it was basically made as a standalone, like, this is it. However, if... he had so much fun doing it that if the opportunity came up and he could add something more to the character, he's 100% down to do it. And for me, I'm in the same boat. Yes. Yeah. If it adds something to this character, because he was so phenomenal in this role, I would love to see more of him. And I would be interested in seeing him versus Batman kind of movie. But like, or
him against something like a more direct.
Well, I mean, it's going to be Batman. But like, I want to see how this world handles Batman. Because like, I mean, we've had
it's a different take. It's not. Yeah. I mean, like in Dark Knight, it's like a grubby underworld, but they're very like, oh shit, Batman. Like right. They're not. I could see, you know, Batman makes a couple wrong decisions.
What would you think about this? You're saying he does not have a plan. He's got like chaos around him, things like that.
Right.
What would you say about the next story being him developing his ability to rob banks and his ability to create this criminal hive?
I think that the
way it ends, it gives a solid ending. The way it ends, like it's like boop, there's the end. And it doesn't really...
like, you know what happens from here. There you go.
Here you go. Oh, okay. This is the end. Right. There you go. And let's play him out, folks. And they play him out. So, I mean, it's... but, like, I mean, there's, you know, there's always,
like,
room for him to
I'd do like something. A different director. I don't know. I feel like...
I don't know if you'd get that. I think it would probably be Todd Phillips.
I think the studio itself is like, this is such a hit, we're going to keep everything.
Yeah.
They're going to try. Yeah.
We'll see. That, you know, it'd be cool if Jonah Hill shows up as the Riddler in that movie. And I think his buddies with Joaquin.
It could be them. It could be... it wouldn't be a bad story if it's a Joker fighting against another villain.
The war of jokes and riddles, and therefore, who is like the main catalyst in that?
It's Kite Man.
He's Kite Man!
That's right. That's...
well, there we go.
That's not a bad idea either, right?
Warner Brothers, it's knightsofnerditude@gmail.com.
Actually, that's not... I would actually want to see that.
I would too.
Villain against villain. Yes. Who would take...
Batman would be stuck in the middle, so it's not quite a Batman movie.
And then I'd even take Bob Robert Pattinson at that. That's the introduction. Bob.
This Bob is, Pattinson. He's Bob real, Pattinson. He's a real man.
Never heard anyone refer to him as Bob, but now I just want to refer to him as Bob.
Bobby Pattinson.
All right, starting
Patterson.
All right,
so any last Joker thoughts? Anything else you guys want to
Do you recommend I see it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. you could probably, you'd be okay if you skipped it in theaters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a movie worth a watch.
And like I said, it's a first, like, first hour, but, like, I think it's still good overall. It's just, like, there's, like, more bits that are good in the beginning than, like, the whole thing combined.
Mm. So. Okay.
All right. So.
Moving on to the game.
Closing on a game here.
Woo.
All right, guys.
Do we need our boards?
No, because I think, so, all
right. Oh, right.
Let me give you the...
Describe the game.
Okay, so Netflix, as I think maybe part of their quarterly earnings, because they came out a day or two ago,
mm-hmm.
they released numbers, viewership numbers, for what is the highest viewed TV show in movies that's been watched in the last year. So starting last October through this September.
All right.
So not like, you know, Bright would not be one of those.
Right.
So October through November?
October through year. September of this year.
Right. Bright did come out.
Like, that was 2 years
no,
ago.
That was 2 years.
Oh, so you're talking, are they all Netflix originals?
Yes. Yes. That's the key. They're all Netflix originals. So they have the 10 highest movies, the 10 highest TV shows. Now, guys, what I will allow you to do is you can use your Netflix app to guess. And what we're going to do, we're going to go around the table. And the last person standing
wins prize. Okay.
I don't know what the prize is. Oh. And you get
the
you
last
get,
person standing.
You get one save. You get one miss.
All right.
So how do we want to? Who wants to go first?
I will start with Stranger Things.
Correct.
House of Cards?
No, because it's only in the last. It's only last, stuff watched in the last year.
So that is a miss. So you so used your one save.
Yeah.
Sam?
Oh, I need to check out.
I'll go with The Crown.
No.
Oh my God.
No.
Wow.
It's okay. Let me spoil. Right. I'll spoil it.
Haunting of Hill House.
It's only stuff that was released in the last year.
Yeah, Haunting of Hill House.
No.
Really?
Wait, Crown didn't come out last year?
No, that was 2 years
Wait,
ago.
Wait, so we're talking new season. So,
yeah, anything
top 10 watch
really
shows
that wasn't on
movies.
There?
Not on there.
Wow.
No. It's there's at least three or four things on here we talked about on the podcast.
Okay. Well, so we've all used our saves. So
or we could say that was a practice round.
No.
Okay, so now this is live bullets.
Chris, go ahead, Chris.
Only one off the board.
Only one off the board. All right.
Tick tock.
What came out last?
Think. All right. Try to think of movies like.
I'm trying to think
viral
movies.
You know, Netflix has a lot of viral shit.
Yeah, I know my next pick.
So. Well, it's too early for El Camino. So.
No.
That's
I won't. You know,
is like, that just too early?
Yeah. Right. That's.
Yeah. Just came out.
Can we skip?
Let me give you. I'll give you a little context.
I wish we knew about this ahead of time. I would have actually made a list.
I tell you, you can look at the Netflix app.
There's only six pictures of the movies on the thing. I have to scroll
around. I got
around.
My next guess. Come on, Sam. Do you have a guess?
Yes.
All right. So skip Chris. Go, Sam.
Okay. Outlaw King.
Sorry, Sam.
Oh,
damn.
This is
turning into
Bird Box.
Bird Box is one. Bird Box is the highest rated,
highest
watched movie, and Stranger Things the highest watched show. Yeah. 80 and 64.
So I got both number
respectively.
Ones.
The 10th rated one on movies is 20 million, and TV shows is 20 million.
Okay,
what's the J.J. Abrams spinoff of the
Cloverfield Paradox?
Yeah,
that was two years ago.
God, see. This is why we should have done a little.
Well, hey, I've got two so far and a miss.
All you watch is Netflix movies.
Only one of
it
them is a
movie.
Doesn't
mean that's not a skill.
Yeah, like you just have to pay attention to what is actually like doing well, what people talk about.
I don't know about that, Sean.
All right,
because I mean you've gotten two, but they've been the easy ones.
I know. I was very surprised on the Hill House.
Do you want
Orange is the New Black?
No.
So I win. Yay.
All right.
Let's round them off.
But I don't even think a new season of Orange is the New Black
any...
came out last year.
No.
It did this year.
Yeah.
The final
season. I mean,
season.
Stranger Things was out in like June.
July.
It's not
don't
like
tell me
that...
the freaking OA is on that list.
No.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm very interested on what these TV shows are.
All right. No, you don't have any other guesses? We've talked, like I said, we've talked about at least two or three others on this list.
Yeah.
On
is Roma one of them?
No, no. Roma's not. Wow. The Academy Award nominated movie is not on this list.
Wow. I mean, it won. It won foreign language.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're
Sabrina?
Right.
Yes.
No.
Really?
Okay. Wow. All right. This is... Let me go through it.
All right, go through it. Go through it.
You want a descending or ascending?
We'll ascending. Descending. Ten up.
Okay, starting at 10.
Number 10, Fire. The Fire Festival.
Oh, the Fire Festival.
That was a good documentary.
All right. Yeah. Number 9, Otherhood.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, nope. Always Be My Maybe.
Yep, okay.
Secret Obsession.
No. Nope.
The Highwaymen.
Oh, that movie? I actually wanted to see that.
What
you
is
said
that
it wasn't really.
That was Kevin Costner and it's okay. Right. You'd be fine.
It was Oscar bait.
Nah, no. I mean it was just it's released just at a different like time of year. Adult contemporary. Like it's fine. All right, then something called Tall Girl.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Which
that
I think
one.
I've just seen on the thing.
Yeah, same here.
And this is number 4 now, The Perfect Date.
Ooh, yeah, no clue.
Triple Frontier is number 3, very aptly.
Wow.
I mean, that was huge. That was fucking Ben Affleck.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it was good.
It doesn't matter if
it's
good.
It's what people watch, though.
Right.
Okay, last one, or second is Murder Mystery, and number 1 is Bird Box at 80 million, which is more than half of fifth, or more than twice as much as fifth place. So.
Yeah.
All right, TV series. I'll go quick.
All right.
Number 10, Elite.
Nope.
I've seen it. Not the show, but I've seen it on the...
You've heard of it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, seen
okay.
It. You've seen the tile. When They See Us, which, you know, that's been talked about at least. This is the Central Park 5 one.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right, yeah.
I've thought about watching that, and that's about it.
Dead to Me.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Our Planet, which is just a planet thing, right?
Yes.
Like Planet
I
Earth.
Have watched.
Oh
some of that.
Yeah.
I think that's big for you know stoners and shit.
Yeah, and it's also
I put
if you
those
have a
on
4K
for my
TV.
Dog. Oh yeah,
it's very
oh,
pretty.
I put
yeah,
them on
the
for my
HDR
dog.
HDR and everything.
Yep,
know?
It's very pretty.
I let Skittles watch those animal documentaries when I'm like busy doing something. I'm like,
I'm
here,
not,
watch
I'm not
this.
Allowed to watch it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because animals die.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an adult in
I don't
my
know.
House who
there was
not
one,
let animals
I
die.
Was watching one yesterday, and it was a wildebeest being attacked by 3 lionesses, and like it was tripping and falling. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to watch this thing die. The thing won.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know how. Like, it shook off the lions and then booked it back for the...
At least somebody, eagle swooped down and picked it up and carried it away.
Yeah, carried it away. A blind eagle. Like...
You know, it's even more sad when the animals know and then they just like huddle, just get down and they just accept it.
They just accept death.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's depressing.
All right. Last 4 here. Oh, no, sorry. Last 5. A reminder that 8th grade boys use Netflix. Sex Education.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, some of these. I guess what blew my mind on these isn't like how many I haven't seen as much as how many I just haven't heard of.
Yo, yeah.
And then, let's see, number 4 is You, and then La Casa de Papel?
Cartoon? Papel? Cartoon?
I don't know.
No.
La Casa, it sounds Spanish.
Yeah.
The Umbrella Academy.
Yes, which I have tried getting you guys to watch, but you guys refuse to, apparently.
And then Stranger Things, number 1. Yeah. So, again, it's not even stuff that, like, there's stuff we watch, stuff I've heard good things about. Stuff I'm planning on watching, and then stuff I just never heard that like everybody's watching. So it's, I don't know.
But what's the number 1 TV show?
Stranger Things.
Viewership numbers?
80 million, about the same.
How many subscribers worldwide does Netflix have?
I don't know.
A couple 100 million, probably.
Probably like 2 or 3, maybe.
Yeah.
So roughly, so,
roughly 50%. It's of the users are watching. Well,
I
a little
would
bit
say,
less. Than probably 30.
Yeah, I'd
safe bet 25, quarter of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
quarter to a third.
Is this the first time they've actually released numbers?
I don't remember seeing anything like comparatively like that before.
Okay.
They are getting into panic mode right now, so I mean
Yeah,
well
they're getting
the
a
thing
lot
is,
of shit coming
they
their
beat,
way.
They beat
earnings on it, so clearly people are still subscribing to Netflix.
But just wait till
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying that recent earnings call, they actually beat earnings. Right. So.
Has anybody made like a cartoon yet where like Disney Plus is like a literal Death Star? Like, is that's
yeah. very no, much but there what is there is are like be. Those people who come out with the it's like the memes where Donald Trump was just bashing all the news medias, but it was like over John Wick's face, and all the people who he killed was just the news stations.
Oh yeah, that came out during his
thing. That was his this run, right? His run,
Like a campaign thing.
Well, no, it was at one of his resorts, and it was one of his packs.
This was years ago.
I didn't realize we changed to Fox News Radio all of a sudden.
Yeah, right. No, I just thought of that meme. That's because like the Death Star being cartoon, you know, type thing.
Yeah, it's gonna shoot a lot of very random ass movies at it. Did we talk about that on the podcast?
Do you know
that'd be another good list for maybe next week?
I didn't know. I don't know if you guys noticed, but when I go to my Netflix app and you go into the search function, it's like recommended for you.
Yeah,
and then you click on a movie, you're like, oh, this movie's on here. Let's click it and watch it. And then there's no play button. It's just recommended for you.
Oh, you guys noticed that?
So if you go into your search, it doesn't show what actually exists on the platform.
Okay.
It just shows, in general, this is a movie that's recommended for you.
They might have had it at one point.
Like, it has a tile?
It has a tile. Okay. And then when you click it, there's no, like, is the play circle in the middle? They don't actually have that.
It probably was they had it at one point.
It might have, but then take it down. It's so annoying that, you know, you're trying to find something just to throw on.
Do they still have the disc?
You can still rent DVDs.
That probably could be it.
Like, it could be, but you can't actually do it from the app, so why have it?
Yeah. And I gotta say though, but their app in general is like so far beyond like all the other ones out there for like video playback.
You think it's good?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I hate the suggestions. I hate the search and I hate the suggestions.
Because they pretty much like put all their shitty stuff in front of like actual good stuff I wanna watch.
Yeah.
But like other than that, I think it's like really user friendly.
They're all kind of user friendly. It just annoys me that they're showing shit that's not even on there.
One thing I would really like for any of these movie apps, do a category of like movies released this year.
Yeah,
Because like there's so many times I'm like, I want to watch a new movie.
Right, something recent.
And like I'll go through, I'll be like, oh, I remember this. Oh, this came out 5 years
ago. It's granted, a lot of movies that are released in 2019, even 2018, aren't really on the apps anyway.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be like a 9-month lag.
Yeah, but there are like Netflix movies that are released.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Sure.
And like you don't, I mean, unless you know what you're looking for, you're not going to find it.
I'm with you on that.
I Hulu's the same way because Hulu gets movies decently quick.
The good thing with Hulu is they have the new fall TV and then fall returning, and then it's just
right. I really
and you can
like
sort
that.
By network, which is even better.
Yeah. Except you can't. CBS isn't on there.
Damn,
and that's just
get your shit.
They're getting
guys.
Their own apps.
Yeah, I know. Well, they already have their app,
All Access, and everything. So,
All right. Well, I think it was a good show.
I think so. Next week we're gonna do Zombieland.
Yeah,
review
and Little Monsters
on Hulu.
Oh, and check out Watchmen on HBO.
Yes, definitely.
When does that start?
Sunday.
All right. Well, why don't we wrap this one up then? That does it for us. Just a reminder: our episodes are on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. Send us messages on Facebook, facebook.com/ Knights of Nerd 2. Tell us what you think about the Joker, because I feel like you either love it or it's not as good as everybody thought it would be. So that does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.
Don't go into the tall grass.
I didn't mute any of you during that, so they heard all that.
It's all right.